Hello, people of Earth. Get up and dance. Dance and sit down. Hey, it's time to connect the dots. That's right, once every 2 weeks on BBS Radio at midnight on the East Coast here, or at least at 11 p.m. Saturday night Central Time, is Connect the Dots Radio Show. I am your host, Tom Edison. And Connect the Dots, that's what it's all about. There's so many things happening in our world today. We have to stop and take a look at it and connect the dots. You know? We really have to do that because things are being over manipulated beyond belief. In fact, before I even get into something, I wanted to say, hey, it's a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. If you got something to say, hey, call in, and we'll talk about it. Share with the world your knowledge. I'm about to do right now with the radio listening audience. That's you, people. You're the listeners. I'm the talker. This is Connected Dot. Hey, you can be the talker too. Call me 888-627-6008. And maybe you've had some of these experiences lately, like buying things in the stores, and you shop around, you see a price thing in front of it, and stuff like that. You go to the register, and the register has different prices usually. Higher, way higher than what you saw on the item placed in front of them. And then they want to argue with you, but this has happened so much now. I went to a store to get two items. I'm not going to mention the store, but both of the items were overpriced. So I had to make an issue of it, and they finally agreed that they were wrong what they were doing, and I didn't have to pay the larger price. But I've been to other stores too. They don't care if the item's in the wrong place. They say, our computer system says it's this, and that is it. No arguing, because the computer is God, according to the way things are being run today. And this is a serious issue, and you better be paying attention when you go to the store. And don't be surprised if the machines are adding extra money. So is this AI taking over, stealing money from the people? Is this the future? Well, you got to not only kick in the doctor, you got to be careful that you don't get cheated. Because somebody could program the computers to drive more money. The store only gets what they should be getting, but you're charged extra money, and that extra money goes to the third party that's using the store's computer system to extract extra money out of you on the basis of most people are stupid and not paying attention to what's going on. And they'll pay any price they're told. Those little immediate robots. Well, so much for that might be happening to you. It's part of the future. It will be happening more. This is the futuristic news. People will finally wake up and start taking command of the situation. But it couldn't happen soon enough. In fact, it's a little overdue, really. But looking at the calendar, we have to go to a 13-month calendar and sync with the moon. Think about that. You must have heard about it, but there is some logic to that. And supposedly, at times on Earth, people were following the 13-month moon calendar. But meanwhile, on this calendar, May 24th, this is May 23rd, but on May 24th, and And the island of Bora Bora in the Pacific Ocean, if you look on a map, it's way in the middle of nowhere. The Pleiadians have underground bases. Yeah, the Pleiadians, you might have heard of them. And supposedly, the energies of the new heaven and the energies of the new earth will be unified and anchored on the Pacific Ocean island of Bora Bora. Tomorrow, May 24th, I can't tell you the exact time, but hey, check the portal out. They have some information on that. And, I still, sometimes I can hear this thing that I'll admit it. I don't know if it's true or not. Iran owns the second printing press for US dollars. How could that be possible? And is that just a false rumor floating around, or is it true? Well, new UFO revelations are coming out by the US government. New pictures, so to speak. Never mind, they're not willing to tell us anything, really. They're telling us, oh, they couldn't identify these pictures. Whoa. Yeah, but what we want to hear about is the ones you can identify and the beings you've been working with for decades and not telling us about. And that's what we want to hear. We want full disclosure. We don't want the cartoon drawings or other boring lights in the sky thing. That is so meaningless. We want to hear about stargates. That's right. And we should be talking about stargates. But I'm going to tell you 10 seconds here. I want to have a glass of water. Listen. Oh, yeah. Water. It's that spot. This is an education show, and you might have heard it before, but I just thought I'd mention it because I came across the information again out there. The you can imprint your thoughts into water. Yeah. Good H2O. There was a famous Japanese scientist, the late Dr. Emoto Mojo, who did photography of water exposed to vibrations, words, feelings, and good feelings, loving feelings, turn water into a perfect crystalline shape, like a snowflake, where angry tones and angry words and frequencies turn water, make water chaotic. And so it can be blessed too in that sense. And of course, if you put some water out in the sun, it'll energize it, leave a nice coarse crystal in there for a while, and it will help energize the water too. And as I'm talking now, and projecting your thoughts into the water can make it more perfect and crystalline and good for you. Hopefully, too. So, it's a good thing to project good ideas into water and then drink that water, be beneficial to you. And that's something everybody can do every day if you just take the time to do it. The power of your words, the power of your thoughts are amazing. And you can project those good, kind, loving powers into the water you drink. That's right, Why drink chaotic water when you can have perfectly structured crystalline water? And you can do that yourself with your mind. The power of suggestion. I also hear that like Himalayan salt in salt crystals can pick up vibrations, can be programmed, and of course, crystals can be programmed. And millions and trillions of bits of information can be stored inside a single crystal. Amazing things quartz crystals, or the clear ones, capable of interacting with every frequency in existence. Now, in futuristic thinking, we'll combine, let me just combine some futuristic thinking with this whole concept of projecting your ideas into salts or water and crystals, and maybe other things too. The idea being that you could possibly, you can't begin really good at that, and in the future we will be that good as human beings, evolving human beings, upgraded human beings, to be able to heal people with, let's say, cancer. We could use our intuition and multidimensional aspects to determine what the frequency of the cancer is. And then we could mentally broadcast that frequency directly at the cancer with a specific frequency with our mind. And we also could put that frequency into a crystal and use our minds to broadcast the crystal to send that frequency to cancer and cancel it out. And the frequencies can do that. The famous Royal Rite had a machine, or many machines, in my thinking of common sense, and here I am making the dots here. And if you can accept the principle that everything has a frequency, and then even the cancerous world on a human has its own frequency, to find out that frequency, you can send an identical frequency. And like the opera singer breaking the glass by hitting the high note and shattering the glass, you can do the same with the cancer song. Now, there are actually three famous people in this world. I don't know their names, but they're Chinese psychic surgeons, I think they call them, you know, where they get together, the three of them, focus their thoughts together, understand what they were trying to accomplish, and they cure people with fourth-stage cancer. And when they're done with their little ceremony of making the cancer disappear mentally with their own minds, there's nothing to be found on x-rays or a future examination of what was worth. Three people. They're going around the world doing this, you know? Many of which we had access to, people. In the future, all of us will be able to help each other out, like with that. And of course, there's much talk about med beds that are being brought to Earth. We're waiting. Anyhow, that's the, so back to rural right, you know? Naturally, big business, big farmer was against him, and they had him basically ruined. They took away his machines. Now, my thinking is that he would have had, a special microscope where he could actually see the germs by the colors and that sort of thing. I guess the color could be translated into a frequency, and that was the frequency of the ailment. So I think. You know what? That water tasted so good before. I'm going to have another swig. You listen closely, you can hear me drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. Anyhow, so my guess is Rife would have to have some kind of machine that when he saw the living cancer cells under a microscope, what the color they were reflecting. You would have to have some machine that was able to calibrate the frequency of that color, and then he would use another machine to broadcast that machine that he could dial up that frequency and broadcast it. And when broadcasting the identical frequency, the cancer cells shattered, and that was the end of the problem. Of course, we work with other things too, like parasites. So, there are several key points there in order we know how basically it works, but you have to have the machines to help you out, or that microscope that can show you the color of the cells, and then have a machine to calibrate that the frequency of that color. Easier said than done. These people selling the frequency machines out there, scalar energies and stuff like that. They give you an approximation number, but I kind of see that you have to have the exact frequency pretty much in order for to get the results. And they tell you, well, the frequency of cancer cells, you scale the waves 10,000 vibrations per second. That sounds like a round number. Actually, every cancer would probably have a different number, maybe in the same range of 10,000 to 11,000, but you might not be able to get results unless you had an exact frequency. Like they talk about the frequency of your mind, and the frequency of the earth. You have to have an exact frequency for things to click if you're trying to accomplish things with frequency. Again, easier said than done, but that is the direction healthcare should be going. Why isn't it doing that? Oh, golly gee, I don't know why, or do I? And unfortunately, things are not going to change too easily. They're going to try to deny the existence of frequency healing for as long as they can, because they want to keep selling you pharmaceutical products that don't really do anything for you. They don't really cure the problem. They just want to keep addressing it for you, as long as you keep getting the money for them to play their scam on you. But it is a scam. We're all being scammed. We're all being lied to. We're all being mistreated. And so-called modern medicine is part of the problem. You have to give up the old ways. We've learned a thing or two here and there, and some quick fixes or whatever. But real science regarding healthcare has to do with frequency and the study of frequency and the broadcasting of frequency and the protection of it from negative frequencies. And this is a key component to healthcare. We need to start addressing that. I'm tired of seeing these commercials on TV about these poor people who get severely injured in the war, and they want you to thank the American Medical Association because they gave them four limbs instead of arms and legs. They're walking around with four limbs like a spider or something. And this is not really healthcare, But they're trying to get you to keep promoting kindness, make you feel sorry for someone, make you just be stupid and give your money to help find more cancer cures. When we know, like I told you, there's a cancer cure. It's the frequency. Frequency of the cancer is the cure. I mean, just have to have the machines and know how to use them. Truth that we are being denied, just like the real truth about disclosure. Show us some stupid, boring UFO lights in the sky flying by. I mean, I'm going to tell you a true fact. I've seen what they're advertising out there, and I can tell you honestly, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, from which I took the name for this show. So the name of the book is Connect the Dots Theory, and I have more real 35-millimeter photographs of hovering craft. It could be considered an unidentified hovering craft because they're so unusual, but they're clearly there and hovering, holding position. And I have dozens literally dozens, not one dozen, but several dozen photographs of these craft in my book, Codename Dot Series. Now, if you're a normal human being, you ought to be interested in seeing those pictures. Google gives the first 43 pages of my book, which will include the table of contents. They let you look at it for free, except the pictures, there may be only a half a dozen pictures of UFO craft. Maybe only three in the first 43 pages. The book is only around 200 pages long, but in the later chapters, you've got the amazing pictures of the amazing craft in all kinds of weird looking shapes. And makes that stuff that make that stuff they're showing you on the TV now look pitiful. So if you have an interest in looking to see what craft are in and around our Earth, that the government doesn't want to talk about, well, it's in my book, And if you read my book, you'll get an idea of how you can get a camera, go out there at night, and catch the best photographs just like I did. And we're talking about unusual looking craft like no one has shown anybody on Earth before. But I was able to capture them. Just a plain nighttime photography camera. And I'm not there disclosing that information. I printed that book. Wow. It's, I don't know, 8, 9 years ago, I printed that book out. And nobody seems to be interested in these amazing pictures I took. And, well, I said I didn't get to put them on TV like they're doing with these boring pictures now. Again, don't expect big disclosure from the government. Actually, we've had plenty of disclosure already from people who have worked on secret projects and done interviews about when they quit the project and they just felt compelled to tell what the government was doing and not telling anybody, or the military government, we should say, has been doing and not telling anyone. But it's all going to be revealed sooner than later. Meantime, we have to play along with all these stupid antics that the governments are pulling. And of course, the governments are all ruled by the New World Order. You might have heard NWO, New World Order. Yeah, they're out there. And they're making it as difficult as they can for us. They know that their days are numbered because as soon as the good ETs finally land like they've been promising to do, and they will eventually, sooner the better, we need to, the people need to get together on this. And don't expect our governments to be inviting these, benevolent creatures. Because they know it's the end of their domain. Governments are all going to be Zoom ushered out the door when the ETs finally land, and they're going to give us a holdover type government. And this is what the info I've come across, made up of angels will be in charge, and interim, I guess, people representing the other galactic races that are here to. Freeze from the third dimension, strongholds of the dark side and the dark energies. So anyhow, angels will have the final authority in the interim government, and we're talking about good angels, of course. So yeah, talking about angels, there's got to go to the portal and visit there. Angel covering off from the galaxy M87 has extended itself as such a huge angel all into our solar system. Yeah. And they're very nearby. And I guess there'll be all angels, all types and sizes in the very near future. And while we're talking about multidimensional timelines, realities, other dimensions, space-moving dimensions, Oh, they're creatures of other solar systems. Here is a little kitten. If you're looking for a little support in your life or to connect with the, I would say to connect with the, we could say the other side or the Pleiadians, to be more specific, or the Sirians or the Andromeda. So I guess the Pleiadians are probably the most easy to connect with. So there's this little thing, a bit of decoration that they have floated out there, and I'd just like to remind everybody, if you were be willing to say the words command 12:21 three times out loud. Command 12:21. Command 12:21. Command 12:21. The first time you say this out loud three times with a clear intention. That's right, you have to have a clear intention. What be you the intention? To meet your higher self, maybe to get a download of information, to have your body upgraded. These are all the intentions. So the first time you say this out loud three times, command 12:21, a personal team will be formed for you. Yes, your words, my words, are being listened to by those in the basketball dimensions. They're overseers, we could say. In fact, that's the term I use in my book, Overseers of Mankind. And they participate and connect with us in different ways, but a lot of times there isn't any connection made until we seek to make it. It's not a respect of free will. Who's more likely to look into contact you? Demons, yeah, in my contact you. Without these contacting me, because that's what they do. And anyhow, a team will be formed because of you invoked it and support you in any way they can. So that's why you have to have an intention so that you can get behind your intention and support you in that way. And the more you do this, the closer you connect your connection with these higher dimensional beings are your support team that has been formed. Believe it has been formed, it has been formed. 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 Any suggestions? You know, we can't all do this, but if you have a piece of property, rather connect with them under a starry sky and ask for a sign. A sign over the mountains, a sign in the sky, a sign near the water. These are the places where you can get a real strong connection needed. And I have to say, I've had a few interesting connections in the night sky when I've been out there taking photographs or just casually looking at the sky. In fact, you'll find out about a flying crescent in my book, Connect and God's Theory. It's a very specific thing that appeared in the sky right after I was thinking about something. And I wasn't looking for a sign, it just appeared. But as it appeared, I perceived it was a connection to what I had been thinking. Yeah. So, command 12:21, say it three times. Connect with your light team. Have an intention in mind of what, before you say that three times, have a definite intention of what you would like to see transpire, what type of help you'd like to be asking for. A team will be formed and pursuing helping you, assisting helping you. The It's there for you to work in, you know? For you to work with. The universe will assist you when you ask for its assistance. Sometimes it assists you without asking. But that's what saying the command 1221 is all about. The definite connection you're willing to make. Remember, you've got to say that 3 times out loud. That way they know you're intent to communicate with them, to connect with them, and they will automatically, in service to humanity, form a need to assist you. So what are you waiting for? Yeah, I can understand you're waiting for the children. So if the children, can I try it? Get in the first, before you just go screaming down those words, command 12, 21, 3 times, make sure you have an intention of your in your mind. You want to connect with a lost soul. You want to connect with your higher self. You want to go aboard Galactic Federation spaceship or Galactic Tom Federation spaceship. As I've said before, there seems to be two in the same group here. I don't know whether they're competing or they're twins, maybe. I don't know. All I gotta say is, oh man, here's something to think about. We're talking, let me just look back at the time here and talk about something. It's like we're repeating history right now, but back on September of 1996, the Galactic Federation and the Confederation of Free Planets and the Enveloped Realm confirmed that on September 23rd, 1996, a world meditation would take place to bring on a new reality. A goal had been reached where mass landings to become a reality, mass landings of the Galactic Federation ships. Ships, not ships. And apparently something, be it the dark side, whatever, something went wrong, but it didn't happen. We're still here and we're still waiting for that landing of the ships. But it's interesting to note that information is still out there that everybody, apparently, the Galactic Federation and the Confederation of Free Planets and Angels from the Angel Realm all thought that this was going to happen on that day. Well, the time is coming again, and angels will be charged. You know, we're in the photon belt right now, for those of you who are not aware. You know, that's the cycle of what our sun travels around. You know, it might take you a new bit, but it goes 2,000 years in the photon belt, and then there's 11,000 years of sliding backwards, so to speak, in time. There's so much energy in the photon belt, while we're in the photon belt. And it's a belt of cosmic structures floating around like a dome. And we go through it for 2,000 years, and then we lag behind slowly for 11,000 years, and then we get re-energized for another 2,000 years in the photon belt, and then it's another lag of 11,000 years until the next amplification. And if you do the math, we've got 11, you know, 2 and 11, 13, or 11 and 2, 13, you know, 13 and 30 is 26. 26,000 years for the sun to go around, approximately, I think it's 25,920 years. For the sun to go circle around and come back at the same point in the sky. Called photonic here, I believe, but that's the deal. We're in the photon belt, things are getting energized. If you go on Twitter and get the tweets from the people I do, you'll become quite aware that everyone's talking about this is the moment in time for change. All the energy is building up, and we're all part of it. We're doing our little bit. But the more people we can get to join us, the sooner we'll get it. That's the way it works. The sooner the energy will increase enough where it's time for a transmutation. You know? We're going to transmute from, you know, the worm into the butterfly, so to speak. The slow moving third dimension with dualities to the faster moving fifth dimension, where there is no duality and no probe and no dark side. Also, there's talk about the change to the frequency as things progress. I want to make a point. As things progress, those of us that have been paying attention, those of us that have been trying to communicate, doing our best, putting our best foot forward, sharing the knowledge we have, will be given, some of us will be given invitations to attend the Galactic Council meetings once they land here on Earth. And there's talk in relation to that, for us to change to the frequency of 1320, which is called Christ Consciousness. Apparently, 1260 represents the 12-month calendar and the 60-minute hour. So changing to the frequency of the 13-minute thing has to do with changing to a lunar calendar, 13 cycles in the solar year. And 20 refers to the 20 solar eclipses as archetypes on the Zolkin calendar. That's spelled T-Z-O-L-K-I-N. Calendar. Yes. The Zolkin calendar. I first became aware of that. I was reading a book back in the last century. The book from the 80s was called The Pleiadian Agenda. And I got introduced to things like the Zolkin calendar and a lot of other interesting things. That was the first information I ever heard about we, human beings, picking our parents. You know, at first you want to say, no, that could be. But actually, there's the most recent info regarding that is the Arcturian type of chart. You know, they've got videos out there on YouTube about how in the seventh dimension, the seventh dimensional plane of the layer of reality, the Arcturians are creating scenarios for people, you know, humans. They look, I guess those who have the power to look over a vast amount of humans can read our frequency. And they pick out individuals to that the frequency appeals to them for certain reasons or certain possible missions to go to Earth, and once they fit you, your frequency, they are the ones who pick out the parents that will be most suitable for you to be born amongst to achieve the personal mission you might have decided for yourself. So there's more involved into it than you just look through a photo book and say, oh, that one, that mom and dad would be my parents. No, actually, the choice is being made for you, but those who have an understanding of what frequency stands for and how it would be best suited by a certain people planning to have babies on the earth at a particular time that your life is being analyzed. And of course, even if it sounds like it's still a lot of half-assed stuff up in the air. You know, you won't find this in the Bible, but you'll find it in other books. When the angel goes to Mary and tells her, You've been chosen to give birth to the Christ, to Jesus. The turns out it had been narrowed down to three different groups of people who would give birth to Jesus. But in the final choice, I don't know, maybe we'll find out one day. There, was it Arcarius, or was it Jesus himself making the choice, because Jesus being a creative brother? There's another important point that's not told in the Bible. Jesus is a creator God, given the power to co-create with the Heavenly Father, true creator of all there is. But in order to have full power over his realm, he had to go on 7 journeys. The seventh voyage, like the seventh voyage, said there, was to our planet, and that's why it's so special. Because it's mentioned, that might even be mentioned in the Bible, where Jesus declares, "I am given all power on earth and in heaven," as he passed his test on his mission down there. And that is some pertinent information to understand. So, did you choose your parents? Well, as I just explained, there's a lot to it, you know? There's a lot of co-creation going on all the time. And a lot of it has to do with your frequency. You know, some frequencies hook up together. We all meet people in life, wow, we're a perfect match in the beginning, and then there's other people that, well, we might have to get to know them or something like that. Yeah. So, when you're not listening to my program, you should be, and go back and listen to past programs, because I had doing more than my share of dispersing knowledge out there. And you can consider on the next show, which is 2 weeks from today. What 2 weeks from today? Well, you'll have to look on your calendar, mark it on your calendar. First, it will be on the BBS Saturday night schedule. You know, I do it this Saturday night at 11 p.m. Central Time, and following week, my friend is doing his show. Once every 2 weeks, where he interviews people, and of course, every week at 10 Central Time, be sure and watch. The show comes out before mine. And with, you know, Dan Gillen always has something important to say. And I got that visual. You know, I thought I'd make the visual, but then I decided not to, because it's easier not to do the visual. And I don't believe it. I believe it was. I say speaks for itself and has merit and body and power in itself, what I speak. I don't need the visual, but it also makes it more difficult for me. If I have to do a visual, I have to make sure of, you know, what I look like before I go in front of the camera. You know? When you do a radio show, it doesn't matter what you look like, you know. Your hair could be on the phone. Nobody's going to get it here. You know, there's all those things you don't have to worry about. You know, you got to be careful on your face. You don't have to fret because somebody's going to see it. No one's going to see it. But hey, there's this, I'll say that there is loads. I call them radio show, but when we got it in 12 minutes later, the number was 888-627-6008. The number works until about 5 minutes of the hour. But that's it. Nobody called in. Well, yeah, you still call in for 1 minute, 2 minutes, whatever. It doesn't matter, because this is connected dots, and I'm connecting the dots. You got something to connect? I'll call in, whatever. You know, your sensitivity is your soul. And that's how they're going to gather. That's how you will navigate the coming changes. What can I say? There's a Pleiadian eagle out there. Look, the Pleiadians are calling you for an upgrade. Will you answer the call? Look into it. The Pleiadian Council of the Seven Sisters. You know, that's what the Seven Sisters really refers to, the Pleiadian Council. I mean, I always used to look at star map of the Pleiades, and I said, wait a minute, there's more than seven stars there. Yeah, it looks like nine bright ones. Yeah. Or maybe more, but apparently the Seven Sisters refers to the seven sisters on the Pleiadian Council. And councils are used a lot more in the rest of the universe. You know? And we're coming to a time when our true power is coming back to us. Our DNA is being upgraded. In fact, I heard you can get your DNA upgraded in a tachyon chamber. I know there's about 25 of them in the U.S. Best place to start your search for the tachyon chambers, where they're located, is go to the portal. You know, type it in, the portal. You might have to type in the whole thing, 2012, portal.blogspot.com. But that's probably the easiest way to find the tachyon chambers. You scroll down, scroll down, keep scrolling. And eventually you'll see something tachyon chambers. And what can I say? There's things happening in Antarctica that we can't be told about yet. Oh, my Lord. The Nine Secrets of the Pleiadians. It's an e-book. You know, look for it out there. It might be helpful to you. Supposedly, there's a story down there. Supposedly, there might be a few bad guys down there. But there's a lot you can find out just by reading about animal birds. 1948, the sheep in Antarctica. Never got chased out by actual round flying saucers. Anyhow, we're in a time of change. And the news is still lying to you. And Trump is not saving the world like he'd like to and like he claims to. But he's, unfortunately, he gets sucked into creating more wars. I mean, it might seem like he did the right thing. Some say he did the wrong thing. But all I gotta say is, it's important to pay attention to the science fiction movies of the past. There was a, well, first it was a book written a long time ago called 1984, you know, and they made a movie of that. And there's one scene in particular, I remember the movie, where the average guy gets to meet the general in charge, Mr. Big, you can call him. And during his 5-minute explanation given to him, he's told that the wars go on forever because it's planned that way. That's how they control humanity, the world controllers. They keep the wars going continuously. And that's what we got going now. We got more wars going, and nobody knows. Well, let's just say, I wouldn't say nobody, but let's just say the people in charge, the generals, the presidentes, don't know how to stop this warring cycle. You know, a war in war is not really the solution. You might think it is, and maybe it has been in the past, or it could be, but it's not the real solution. We want peace. You know? So famous people in the world were talking about that 50, 60 years ago, whatever. Give peace a chance, that famous song. All we're saying is give peace a chance. Well, the world rulers have not given us a chance, and they've not given us peace. So what I'm saying is we're at the point now, no government leader has a solution for peace. So those of us that have a better way outside of violence, we need to start taking command of the situation. And it can be done. I mean, there are enough organizations to begin taking command of the situation in a different way, without violence, without overbombing other people, without forcing people to do things they don't want. In fact, it boggles the mind is how people like the crazy Iranian government, they are crazy, want to force their citizens to do things that the citizens don't want to do. That whole Islamic revolution thing, they came into Iran and they forcibly took over and forced the public into submission. They weren't invited in to do that. People didn't want that. They didn't want to give up their freedoms that they had. And then there's the same thing going on, creating stuff with the Chinese. How in their right minds can they actually believe they're doing something sensible when they're torturing, killing, harming, and making people suffer on a daily basis? What kind of evil creatures are in charge of that they need to be identified as your people? And the same nonsense that's going on in the Gaza Strip, the Zionist government and military dark side people are creating genocide and suffering. We hear that the Israeli jails are almost as bad as the Nazi jails. Well, for God's sake, didn't they learn something? Well, that lesson didn't get passed. They learned how to duplicate and be just as bad as the Nazis. And that's going on. Well, what's the world? This is crazy. Why is the world sitting back and doing that? It's the same story, just repeating itself here. People didn't want to believe the Germans were torturing and killing people in World War II. What's going on in this day and age? And where's the world effort that we got to go and free these people? Now, there are the things where maybe the violent, physical actions are needed to stop. So this brings me around. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows how to solve this situation without violence. So we ought to be focusing on calling on the Galactic Federation and Galactic Confederation of planets out there in our solar system now, waiting for the right moment to come in and solve it. They claim they can round up all the bad guys in 15 minutes. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? And yet they still are apprehensive for God knows what reason. And we're getting sick of this shit now. More people are suffering, more people are dying. You guys claim you're going to clean the house in 15 minutes, and we have to listen to some sorry story that you're worried about. The bad guys are going to destroy humanity if you land now. It's not the right time. Well, make it the right time, men, women. And this is something we need to focus on as just regular people. We need to come together in a meditation and start letting these people know. We don't like your decision making. It's almost as bad as the decision making we have here on planet Earth. It's time, Don't come to our world and tell us about how you're going to fix up all the bad guys in 15 minutes and then make us wait 15 years. We don't have 15 years to wait. Elderly people are dying. Where's the med beds we've been hearing about? For God's sake, land and give us the med beds and wrap everybody up in 15 minutes. In 15 minutes, they won't have time to annihilate the whole human race. And any few people they might get on, we're all willing to take that risk. for the benefit of the rest of us. Because this has gone on long enough, and there's no reason to continue 1 minute longer. So, people, if you hear my voice, get out there tomorrow and start telling your friends we've got to do something. We have to make contact with the people that don't want to contact us right now and tell them, listen, we don't want to hear your excuses. Just come down here and prove to us you can round everybody up in 15 minutes and that was all. You can solve all the problems. Well, that's it for tonight. And I'm going to do the countdown as I usually do. You know, solutions and philosophy are important. And a number of years ago, I put out an album called Songs Better Than You. And a lot of the songs have great philosophical statements, and that's why I put it out there. You can listen to it actually for free on YouTube. You know, Songs Better Than You by Tom Anderson, care of CD Baby. And you can hear all the songs for free if you'd like one, and then you can buy them. And that's amazing. And, you know, it's out there. It's going to go through and you can listen to it. You might gain some philosophy because most of the songs are. Anyway, look for my show in 2 weeks. Pay attention to the BBS radio schedule. And I'm going to hear the guitar solo, my song, the Partying Time, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. These songs also, you can find them also on my YouTube channel, Tom Edison 5621. That's it. Tom Edison 5621. That's my YouTube. A lot of good videos out there. Anyhow, here's the countdown, Mr. Engineer, and everybody tell your friends to tune in 2 weeks from now for another episode of Connect the Dots where you can win a solo. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, you're a liar. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without being made clear to the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without being made clear to the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look cause I caught their eye.